And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, July 17th, 2013. It's the birthday of composer and humorist Peter Schickele, born in Ames, Iowa in 1935. He has written and arranged music for classical, folk, jazz, and rock groups, and for television and radio, but he is probably best known as P.D.Q. Bach, the fictitious son of Johann Sebastian Bach, the character he invented while studying at Juilliard, and it's under that name that he writes satirical music, operas such as Hansel and Gretel and Ted and Alice and The Abduction of Figaro. It's the birthday of photographer Bernice Abbott, born in Springfield, Ohio in 1898, best known for her portraits and documentary photographs of American life. She traveled to Europe in 1921 to study art, got a job as a darkroom assistant to the surrealist photographer Man Ray. She took to the camera herself and opened her own portrait studio, where she photographed many of the famous literary and artistic figures of the day, James Joyce, Peggy Guggenheim, Jacques Cousteau. But her greatest work was her documentation of New York in the 1930s. Throughout the early 30s, Abbott photographed the architecture, historical buildings, and street life of New York City. The powerful black-and-white photographs were published in 1939 in a book titled Changing New York. And it's the birthday of the comedian and actress who was once called the funniest woman in the world, Phyllis Diller, born in Lima, Ohio in 1917. She didn't start her career in stand-up comedy until she was middle-aged after spending much of her life as a housewife. In her act, she would tell other housewives, "Housework can't kill you, but why take a chance?" In her shows, she caricatured the frumpy housewife and appeared on stage with outrageous makeup and wild hair that she claimed she combed with an electric toothbrush. She routinely used a cigarette holder, though she did not smoke, and wore a fur scarf that she insisted she trapped under the kitchen sink at her home. In 2003, she donated her gag file to the Smithsonian Institute, a filing cabinet with 48 drawers containing more than 50,000 individual jokes typed up on index cards. Phyllis Diller, the author of several books, including the memoir Like a Lampshade in a Whorehouse. And here's a poem by Ruth L. Schwartz titled The Swan at Edgewater Park. "Isn't one of your prissy, rich people's swans? Wouldn't be at home on some pristine pond. Chooses the whole stinking shoreline, candy wrappers, condoms in its tidal fringe. Prefers to curve its muscular, slightly grubby neck into the body of a great lake, swilling whatever it is swans swill, chardonnay of algae with bouquet of crud, while Clevelanders walk by saying, 'Look at that big duck.' Beauty isn't the point here. Of course the swan is beautiful, but not like Lori at 16 when everything was possible. No, more like Lori at 27, smoking away her days off in her dirty kitchen, her kid with asthma watching TV, the boyfriend who doesn't know yet she's going to leave him washing his car out back, and he's a runty little guy and drinks too much. And it's not his kid anyway, but he loves her. He really does. He loves them both. That's the kind of swan this is." The Swan at Edgewater Park, a poem by Ruth L. Schwartz from her collection Edgewater, published by HarperCollins, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time on the Writer's Almanac.